Olius 6, Tablet 6. As it was explained, Paravipras should have gone through all these stages and reached the sixth seal in the greatest sign. They have awakened their latent spiritual forces. They long for the kingdom of heaven to be established. They are ready to sacrifice everything for establishing the kingdom of God. They surrender the result of their actions to the Lord and submit themselves to His will. However, without a universal point of view, all their endeavors will not express the Spirit of God, so they must also become universalists. With all these qualities, and by a dynamic forcefulness and character, they shine in the world. They become the light of the world, Matthew 5:14, and they are the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. It is true that they take the path of struggle to create characteristics of an intellectual, Vipra, businessman, Vaishya, and courageous one, Kshatriya, and they are ready to work like a laborer, Shudra. However, the base of this ability to go through this struggle is their refined souls, which have evolved through so many reincarnations. In each reincarnation, they have forwarded their progress until they have reached this point where spiritually they are incorruptible. This virtue of incorruptibility is the highest asset of a Paravipra. Only these people are worthy to be called Paraviprás, incorruptibles. However, in addition to having the ability of not being corruptible, a Paravipra is a dynamic, intuitive intellectual who is courageous like a warrior, shrewd as a businessman, and is ready to do all kinds of physical work if necessary. He is developed physically, mentally, and spiritually. He will direct all these abilities toward the good of all of humanity and the universe. These are the ones who we can call the real leaders of the future society. These people are the ones who are in front of the door to enter into heaven. I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3:8. The door to heaven is open to them, and no man can stop them from entering. However, there is a pitfall in this last stage also. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Revelation 3:11. Even in this stage, there is a possibility of falling off the path and not entering into pure consciousness. So the Paravipras should watch that no man take their crown, which is entering the crown of the head or the seventh center, which is heaven, the end of the spiritual journey. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. He will reach pure consciousness, and I will write upon him the name of my God. He will become a son of God. He will be a God himself. He will know his sacred name, and the name of the city of my God, pure consciousness, heaven, which is New Jerusalem, symbol of the state of pure consciousness, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, which comes to the person. And I will write upon him my new name, Truth, Pure Light, Revelation 3:12. However, these people will assume a human body and come back as God-men, avatars, to help others in the path. They will be in the state of pure consciousness, even in the body, with very little ego.